B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, sci-fi, video games, pro wrestling. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
Get those nerds! Nerds! Nerds!
You're listening to Nerd Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's Nerd Radio, part of the B-Pod Studios Network, and on your social media at Nerd Radio 101. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're even on the internet, nerdradio101.com. I'm your host, Chuck B, and I'm joined by my my cohorts in nerddom here, Al Beck.
I'm over here, yes.
And James.
Did you just call him Al Beck?
Al Beck.
It's Al Beck. You might know him as Al Beck.
I started talking, and I had this scratch in my throat, and I was just trying to power through it. And I got to Al Beck, and
Al Beck.
Well, if you learn anything from me, you just go straight to surrender.
And yeah, we're here for this week's Nerd Radio. Now, I think I could start by confidently saying there will be no spoilers for Eternals in this week's Nerd Radio, because I don't believe any of us went and saw it this week.
Nope.
That would be accurate on my end.
However, plenty of people did.
Wouldn't that be fun, though, if I was the only one from Nerd Radio who was actually on top of something?
That would be amazing. That would be fantastic. Speaking of which, I know James did a little bit of prep work that we'll get to later in the show.
I did.
He sent me an article.
He sent the link.
He's laying...
Look at that sexy Weird Beard. Yeah, Weird Beard's
out there. You can't see him on the cameras. He's out there.
What if I turn my camera?
Around. There you go. Oh, yeah. No, oh, he's Russ. Oh, he's running.
No, oh, he's leaving. He doesn't want to get a Twitch ban on the channel.
Oh, well.
He's too erotic.
Yeah, so Marvel Studios celebrates Eternals being number one at the box office over the weekend. Plenty of people went to see it. Most people say it's maybe not the worst Marvel movie, but definitely not one of the best.
Maybe not one of the worst, but maybe not one of the best.
Yeah, definitely okay. a middling kind
of
review.
Middle
on that
of the road review.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So what I wonder is worse than it then. You know what I mean? Because like
probably
you could
Thor
still
the Dark
even
World.
If they're all good. You know, like if I mean there could be some duds in there, but let's just say they're all 100% good.
Yeah.
They're still among the worst.
Yes. Right.
Could still be quality.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Pizza is still pizza.
Yes, exactly.
Even when it's bad pizza.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure like maybe Iron Man 3 and Thor the Dark World maybe looked at as not as cool
sure,
as Eternals.
Okay.
But
the Dark World, the second Thor?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one that no one remembers.
I'm trying to remember. Like, which one was the Dark World?
Yeah.
I know.
No, because that's Ragnarok.
Yeah, it was. Amy had not seen it before we started dating, and we sat down when Disney Plus came out. It was like, okay, we can watch these Marvel movies that you haven't seen that I didn't bother to buy on Blu-ray or anything like that. Unlike some people in this room.
Dude, I bet you I own Thor. Dark World on Blu-ray, but I couldn't tell you what happens in it.
Right.
Or is that what you find out? Loki is not... he's got like a different dad or something? Is that a spoiler?
Yeah, I think that was part of it.
Okay.
I think
revealed in the first one, and I was just...
Maybe it was the first one.
I just remember the first one like blew me away.
Like I said,
clearly they're all incredibly memorable.
Yeah, no one remembers Thor the Dark World.
When the first one came out, I wasn't even living in the state when the first one came out.
Amy watched it. We sat down and watched it, and then I think it was last year we were looking for something to watch, and she was like, "Hey, I've never seen that Thor movie. Which one is that?" I was like, "We literally sat and watched it together. You don't remember it."
I was wondering if Dark World is the one where they really started to get the Infinity Stones starting to... take form, because I think they had the...
I know one of the extra
scenes. I
want
to call it the Agnarak, but the Agnarak's not a thing. I don't know what I'm talking about. The Tesseract.
Yeah.
The little
and the whatever it was called in the Dark World is actually one of the Infinity Stones as well.
Yeah, so that's the thing where you find out that's what power was. Calling it or whatever.
But yeah, we haven't gotten around to seeing Eternals yet, and I don't know when I'm going to get around to seeing Eternals, because
Tuesdays are booked, huh?
Next week is Ghostbusters.
Already?
Next week, Friday, the 19th of November.
Oh my gosh.
It's Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Holy cow, I can't believe it's already here. I can't believe we haven't gotten an invite to go to the screening yet. Now I'm panicked. What is happening? I'll have to talk to my wife and find out if she wants to go to the screening if we do get an invite. If not, that's
right.
You lucky gentlemen could be my plus one.
Hey!
All right.
I'm on board for that.
Yeah
they released a final trailer for Ghostbusters. You know how I think I told you at the end of the last trailer, there's a scene where you hear Dan Aykroyd.
Yes.
You hear Bill Murray in this trailer.
Really?
And
I haven't seen
great.
The final trailer, I've seen bits of one. I've seen one full trailer.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it is, but it blew me away. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So now but to me, that just confirms the whole L logic behind not watching trailers.
Sure.
Because how excited I got watching that one trailer.
Yeah.
How much better would that have been in the movie?
You're saving it for Christmas, essentially.
Yeah, you know?
You're saving it for when the movie comes out instead of peeking at your presents every couple of weeks to see what you've got in store.
As awesome as that was, I really wish I hadn't seen it because it's going to be an even more memorable moment when you see it in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Keep your head down on social media so you don't get any of it spoiled for you because it's going to be a good time. You know, November 19th is also when Cowboy Bebop drops on Netflix.
Oh, man. You're going to be a busy boy.
That weekend. It's weird. I'm glad that you were like, I can't believe it's already here, because I had the same reaction when I saw the trailer and went, 19th? Oh, my God, that's next Friday.
Yeah, well, really, it panics me because I know the end of November is coming up, which means Christmas is right around the corner.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the 19th is Bebop and Ghostbusters, and then the following Wednesday is the first Hawkeye on Disney Plus. So, like, this week of stuff I've been looking forward to is right around the corner, and I didn't even realize it was that close.
And I also think right around the same time, there's, like, Disney Plus Day.
Yeah.
Where they're releasing a whole bunch of new stuff to stream.
Beginning of December, end of November.
Yeah, like the new, not Shanghai.
Shang-Chi
and Riverboat, The Jungle Cruise.
The Jungle Cruise, right?
I'm such an old man.
It would be funnier if it was just called Riverboat.
Yeah. Did you see that new movie with The Rock called The Riverboat? Does he sink it? Like, do they crash into The Rock and the boat sinks? No. Oh, Jungle Cruise.
I would like to see a scene of The Rock just standing in water. And a boat crashes into him and sinks.
And then he goes, just, if you smell. Because it was WWE routine.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I'm glad you brought up The Rock and specifically the WWE, because that is some of my notes that I had for this week's Nerd Radio. So that's where we'll start. Another round of releases.
Oh, big,
last week for the WWE. This is the...
Well, I'm going to see if I recognize any of these names from my brief return to wrestling.
Sure. This is the third batch of releases this year alone. In fact, I've got a Kotaku article up that says the WWE has lost more than 70 wrestlers this year, which is wild.
It is wild, but then really some of the names you don't ever really see on TV or anything. So
right.
Some of them aren't a surprise. There was quite a few surprises, but I feel like a lot of them, they might be doing those wrestlers some justice, because now you can sit out your non-compete, go get a job with an indie, go get a job somewhere else. Maybe you can make some money, you know, and establish yourself in the industry.
Right. So some of the top names, we'll see if Al knows any of these guys, starting with Keith Lee.
Yes, I do remember that name.
Yep. He's gone. Karrion Kross.
Yep,
one of them.
I knew that
was
name.
An NXT,
I kind of like that guy.
He had a really cool NXT entrance, and then they completely boned him when they moved him to Monday Night.
No,
Raw.
You like the entrance yet? No, I don't like his entrance.
His entrance was
he
awesome.
Had his girlfriend lip sync a song as he would come in. I thought
and
it was so
she,
lame.
She also got released. Scarlett.
Yeah. Now they can be reunited.
I don't recall the lip syncing
thing.
There
was fire, actually, and she was crazy.
Yeah, because you saw him when he was probably on Raw. You didn't really see him enter.
I was watching
NXT.
A little bit of NXT, and he was brand new to me. I had never heard of him before, but he was really growing on me as a good bad guy and kind of a bad guy that I kind of had checked off some of the stuff that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching when he showed up on Raw a couple of times. So it was obvious they were hinting they were going to be moving him over there. He was the NXT champ at the time.
Yep.
Yep.
But yeah, that's crazy. They move him over to Raw and he didn't stick around.
Well, they turned him over to Raw. Like they took his girl away. They had Jeff Hardy beat him in his first appearance on Raw, which is usually not what you do when you bring a new guy in.
No. Right.
You have him win a couple matches before they take a loss. And then they gave him a goofy gladiator mask.
Yeah. He looked like a reject from the Thunderdome.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, auditioned to be in the Thunderdome, and Tina Turner said, no.
Yeah. He had a little bit of that gladiator thing going for him already. He had that, like, skirt thing.
Yeah.
But I don't like that they added a mask.
Right.
You know? That's too bad.
Nia Jax was released.
Which is wild.
She's a cousin of The Rock. I know that we've all been kind of complaining about how sloppy she is in the ring for years now, so it's crazy to...
She's the one that was my crack or whatever, right?
Yes, my hole. Playing,
my hole, that's what it was.
She fell on the ring. And it was like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Okay,
my hole! Say, my hole!
I know that name, but I don't think I watched it. That's why I know it.
Yeah. Did you read the statement that she put out about it? Did you read into the statement like I did that she's kind of alluding that some of these people got released due to their vaccination status?
I did hear, like, it happened on the story happened on, I think, Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then as of Friday and Saturday, the dirt sheets were saying that some of these people may have gotten released because of not being vaccinated.
Yeah, that's
right.
Crazy,
exactly.
Man.
And she had to say in her statement on social media that it has nothing to do with that. Mm. So, but yeah, I had heard that. Ember Moon also getting released, which is a real crime because a couple of years ago, like, she was NXT Women's Champion. They moved her, once again, they move them up to the main roster and they don't know what to do with them. Yep. They just know that, oh, you're a big deal in NXT, so it's time to grow up. It's time to graduate.
Yep, and then they put her back in NXT and then they give her another push and then they let her go.
Yep.
You're like, what? Like, it's just weird. I don't know what exactly they're doing at the WWE unless they're just trying to get some of these names off the books and off the payroll or whatever, but it's very strange.
Yeah, and it also, those releases came, I think, a day after they'd had their investors call where, you know, those are always like, oh, things are great. Mm-hmm. We made this much money this year, and things are looking up, and everything's cool. And then, like, a day later, they call, I think it was, like, 18 people, and say, like, hey, you ain't got a job now.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, unfortunate. You know, and thankfully, we do... Oh, my God.
Oh, they're testing the fire alarm.
It's the fire alarm.
Yep. I saw the email from our chief engineer that it was going to be going off around noon. I was like, well, I guess we're going to see how soundproof the studio is.
Exactly.
What's funny is I thought Al was farting around on YouTube. Oh. I was like, what's he watching on YouTube over there?
It's got a little alarm in it.
The flashing lights gave it away. Oh, that's a fire alarm.
I was going to say, thankfully, we do live at a time when it comes to professional wrestling that plenty of people are going to have a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it sounds like Ring of Honor is not going to be one of those places.
That's true. Yeah, they announced that they're
because Ring of Honor as of the end of this year is going, because we talked about that last week. Danhausen was part of Ring of Honor.
Yeah, we talked about Danhausen getting hurt.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah,
well soon, Danhausen.
For sure. Get well, Housen. Also, more bad news as far as the WWE is concerned. Apparently, the Up Up Down Down channel that Xavier Woods started and then sold to the WWE, apparently he hasn't seen a dime.
You're kidding.
For that.
Come on. How is that possible?
They counted it as part of his downside guarantee, his yearly downside guarantee. So even though, you know, they've had so many wrestlers on there and they've got, like, I think this article says, like, 26 million people subscribed to the YouTube channel, that money's all going in Vince McMahon's pocket.
Oh, my gosh. Now that, to me, is a crime against humanity if Xavier Woods isn't getting paid bank for up, up, down, down stuff. I don't know what the downside guarantee is.
Right.
But I bet you if he was just doing up, up, down, down on his own and he even said, peace out, King Xavier is out of here.
Yeah.
Or whatever his name is. I always get his names confused.
King Xavier.
He'd probably be making more money.
Is this the guy who doesn't know how to hold a microphone?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
He knows how to hold
They don't pay him because he doesn't know how to hold a microphone?
That's right.
He holds it that way for the very reason you just brought it up.
So attention. You'll remember
that
guy holds a microphone like a hot dog.
Yeah.
But the rumor is right now is that a lot of the other wrestlers that do content for Up Up Down Down are not doing any content until he gets...
I think that's the fair thing to do.
Just,
you know,
just deserves kind of thing. Plus, you think about it, too. Like, they just released a whole bunch of people, and you start to think, like, who's left? And, like, can you imagine the New Day being like, yeah, okay, I'm just going to write up my contract and go somewhere else?
Yeah.
Out of all the people that could very easily go somewhere else and, you know, be a big deal, the three guys in the New Day are definitely in that caliber.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, that's some craziness. Let's take a short break now that the fire alarm's off. We'll come back. We've got some gaming news for you. Updates to Among Us and Spider-Man is finally coming to Avengers.
I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
hi, you got Larry B. Scott from Revenge of the Nerds, Party, 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 and you're listening to Nerd Radio.
Welcome back to Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcast, as part of the Beepod Studios Network, and on Rift 2 on your HD2 radio Wednesday nights at 10 p.m., but most importantly, as a podcast.
Keep playing that music sample. Dig it.
You want more of that?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
There you go. You have any idea where this comes from?
Not a clue, but I like it. Like, this would be like sexual walk-up music.
Yeah.
We're about to get it on, baby.
That's Sugar Ray.
Is it really? Every morning.
Yep.
No way.
Their first album is called Lemonade and Fridays.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this got like topless girls on the cover or something, I believe.
Every other track is this.
Really?
Is this kind of
instrumental
type?
Yeah. Groove?
It's like some of it, there's words to it and stuff.
Okay.
But I just clipped the beginning of it because I'm like, yeah, that sounds, it's groovy.
Did not expect that to be Sugar Ray.
Yep. It's a great album, too. Highly recommended. We're back with more Nerd Radio, and let's talk some video game.
Band.
Yeah, that's, like I said, the first album is all like punk songs and then that stuff.
Yep.
And
then they had that
insane
radio hit and they completely changed their
sound. Yeah, and they're like, we're just going to be a pop band.
Yep.
So we've been complaining for well over a year now that they said they were going to give us Spider-Man on the PlayStation 4 in the Marvel's Avengers game, and
he's missing.
Haven't delivered. Well, they finally are going to deliver November 30th.
Okay.
And put Spider-Man in the PlayStation 4 version of Marvel's Avengers. They got a bunch of other stuff in the content update that's supposed to be a part of the game. I haven't touched that game in months.
Wow.
So I'm almost feeling almost Animal Crossing like, and like, I don't know if I can go back.
You don't know if you want to go back into it, huh?
I don't know.
Spider-Man's not strong enough to get you back into the Avengers game.
Not really. The Spider-Man game is fun, but I don't know. Plus, I hear the Guardians of the Galaxy game is real good.
Oh, really?
So
I've been watching Robbie Landis play that a little bit on his Twitch channel, but
yeah.
I haven't. It hasn't sold me on actually buying it.
Right. Also, Among Us just added a whole bunch of stuff in an update that I'm curious might be game breaking, honestly, because now you can have a couple of different character classes.
Okay.
When you're we've all played Among Us, I thought, well, except possibly Al. I don't think Al's played Among Us.
No, I have no interest in things that people enjoy.
Sure.
Well, ain't that the truth?
However, for those that don't know what Among Us is, it's a game where you get a whole bunch of players and one person is the imposter, and you have all these little alien guys on a spaceship, and the imposter has to go around and try and murder everybody before they figure out who the imposter is.
Yeah.
You can stop the game and vote people off the ship until either you get the imposter voted off the ship or he kills everybody. Well, they just added some character classes to the game, as well as achievements and new stuff in the store that you can buy, new cosmetics.
New pets?
Some new pets in there, new hats. But the real interesting thing is now if you're playing as the regular people, you can be a scientist, which has the ability to look up who's still alive at any time.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can see if somebody, you know, you don't have to wait for somebody. You don't have to wait to walk in on a body or something. You can just, you know, peer at your little board and see, like,
oh my God, somebody's
dead.
Died.
Yeah,
exactly. Call a meeting.
Exactly. Okay. You didn't see who killed them, but you know when people die immediately, so you can start to.
Well, who last had their eyes on Al? You found him dead in the kitchen.
Right.
Oh, no.
It was a heart attack. It wasn't actually. It wasn't the imposter.
Yes.
It was pizza.
Causes.
It was a pizza-related
pizza
fatality.
Pizza sauce.
It's a pizza-related murder.
It's a pizza-related fatality. Yeah. You can also.
That'd actually be a pretty cool way to go out.
It choked on the crust.
Yeah. Been a long time since on the show I declared the title.
Yeah, no,
it's
definitely got to
be pizza-related fatality.
Yeah. If you're playing as the regular people, you can also be an engineer who has the capability to use the vents, which previously only the imposter could use the vents.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Now the engineer can do it, too.
All these memories of playing that game's coming back.
Right. On the imposter side, you can play as a shapeshifter, which means when you kill somebody, you can turn into them.
Oh.
So people won't know, like the video shows the guy killing the pink character and then turning into the pink character, and then people won't know the pink character is dead until you walk in on the body and you're like, wait a second.
There's two pink characters.
Exactly. And if you get killed, previously you could just run around as a ghost and watch people play. Now you can be a guardian angel and choose a character to give them like a shield bubble so that if they get if they get killed, they get like one additional life.
Oh.
So they don't get killed immediately. A little shield bubble goes off, and then they know that that guy just tried to stab me.
So then do they have to worry about, so when the imposter's right there, and they hit you with the shield bubble,
yeah.
Now you know who the imposter is, though, right?
Right. So but
stab
now you
again?
Well, he can, but now you have to, like, now
it's... call a meeting?
I don't... You in order to call a meeting, you have to get to the middle of the ship.
Oh, you do?
So
I thought you
now
just
it's
bring
a chase.
Up a screen and do it. Oh, okay.
Now it's a chase to get to the middle of the ship before he can stab you again.
You might... They might be sucking me back into this Among Us game. It's starting to sound like fun. This might be a fun thing to play with my community on Twitch.
I definitely want to give it another shot.
Yeah.
Because this sounds... Like I said, I don't know if this stuff... Because when you have a game that's as much fun as Among Us, and it's really simple, like adding anything to it can completely break the balance.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So I'm curious, like, I'm sure they play tested it, so they know whether or not it breaks the game.
And I wonder if some of this stuff were things that they wanted to do in Among Us 2. Because I know when Among Us skyrocketed to the moon, went viral, got very popular,
right.
they put Among Us 2 on hold, and they're like, let's just focus on the regular game.
Right.
So I wonder if some of these things that they're doing, this is stuff that they were going to implement in the follow-up, and they're like, hey, let's do this into this. And I'd just be interested in knowing if these are plans.
Yeah, I mean,
that
would make sense, though.
Yeah, or is this feedback that they got from the players? They're like, here's what we think would make it better. And like, you know what? Those are great ideas.
Yeah.
Let's put that in there. Or if this was stuff they already had in the can.
Among Us was around a while before it got popular, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would make sense.
Also, Fall Guys is adding Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog.
What?
You can get like a little Knuckles skin where he's got the little red hair.
I think that Sonic and Fall Guys might be one of the perfect game like partnerships. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like the Sonic characters are perfect for the Fall Guys.
Yeah.
My brain farted out. I forgot the name of the game. Oh.
That's the
real
fire
alarm. I
really
thought my brain was farting. I'm like, oh my God. Now I'm hearing the Sonic music.
That's the real fire alarm right there. The Sonic music starting up. Also,
I finished what I had to do on my computer. I can participate
so
in the podcast
now. All right.
Yeah.
Also,
dude, the nostalgia. Summertime growing up is what this music brings me back to every time. Sitting in the basement.
All right, so while we're talking Sonic for a minute,
you
know I've got that Super Nintendo Mini that I modded so I could put a whole bunch of other extra games on it. I was just playing around with it over the weekend and put some Sega Master System games on there because I've got Genesis games on there already. I was like, I wonder if I can put an emulator Master System games on there. And at one point, as the Master System was on its way out and the Genesis had already been out for like a year, they ported a bunch of Genesis games to the Master System. And I was fascinated to see that when they ported Sonic the Hedgehog to the Master System... Almost all of the sound, like all those sound effects, are dead on.
When he stops running.
Yeah, the Master System could emulate those sound effects. It couldn't do the music very well. And like when Sonic gets hit, he turns a little transparent, and all the rings go away.
Yeah.
When he gets hit in the Master System, one ring falls out of him.
That's it.
Even if you had like 30 or 40 rings,
I want to play Sonic on the Master System. Then.
All your rings go away, but only one. It can only animate one.
So you
of
can
them.
Only grab one of them. You can only regain one of those rings.
Yes,
I'd be so PO'd.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those things where I'm going through games and I'm like, okay, I'm never gonna play that. Yeah. That sucks. I'm never gonna play that. Oh, that's interesting. This is actually a little bit cool. So, yeah, that's my Sonic story for the weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
Where was I going? Oh, yeah. So we know that the next thing in the Borderlands series is going to be Tiny Tina's Wonderland.
Oh, yeah,
it's
going to
be a D&D version of Borderlands. Well, Borderlands 2 downloadable content that it's based on, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep, is now standalone and free on the Epic Games Store.
Oh, nice.
So if you want to kind of get a... idea of what you can expect in Tiny Tina's Wonderland, cool. and you've never played it, you don't even have to own Borderlands 2 and
That's
get
awesome.
Downloadable content. They made it
That's cool
standalone
that the
by itself.
Put that available.
Yeah,
that's something
that
I might actually download.
That's a pretty cool thing.
I would probably play Tiny Tina's Wonderland or whatever on a console.
Yeah.
But I would download for free off the Epic Game Store just to get a taste of Tiny Tina.
Speaking of new games, too, there's a new puzzle game I saw on my Switch last weekend when I was just going through the eStore. It's called Unpacking. Are you familiar with this at all?
No, but I know how to unpack some stuff.
It's neat because it's kind of a puzzle game. It looks like it could be, you know, on the Super Nintendo or the Sega Genesis, and you got like this isometric view of these different rooms, and you start with a box, and you take stuff out of the box, and you put it where it's supposed to go in the room. And then once the box is empty, it closes up, and you go to the next box, and you're just basically unpacking like you just moved into a place.
Oh, man.
But some of the stuff will be in the wrong boxes. Like there'll be a box in the kitchen that has the GameCube in it.
Mm-hmm.
And people online that have never seen a GameCube are accidentally just leaving it in the kitchen and can't figure out why they're getting that puzzle wrong because it goes in a different room.
Gotcha. Like, what is a GameCube?
Right. But the interesting thing about this game is the people who made it said that they sampled 14,000 audio files to replicate ordinary sounds.
Oh my gosh.
There's a video online showing that like you can take a can of not hairspray, but stuff to make the room smell better.
Like an aerosol can?
An aerosol can. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, like put it down on stuff. And it makes a different sound depending on what you put it on. Like, it doesn't make the same sound when you put it on the bed that it does when you put it on the dresser or when you put it on the floor.
I mean,
or when you put it over it. Like, it's a different Foley sound.
That's cool, but maybe they should have invested their time in something a little more valuable to the game than setting the. Yep, definitely set it down on that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's a different sound.
Set it down on that.
Something more important, like. Horse balls horse shrinking. Balls.
Yeah, there you go. Unpack. You're unpacking your sexual devices, and let's make sure those.
Yeah, they said in a tweet.
Vibrate.
The people
right
who made
frequency.
The game said in a tweet that it got so they got so big on it that they actually had to employ the wife of the guy who was doing the Foley sound effects to get all the sound effects because they wanted it to be so precise and so perfect.
Wow.
About like whenever you set something down, depending on its weight and its shape. And its size, it's going to want it to sound like you're actually setting it down where it's supposed to go.
It's funny. So here I am dogging them about putting all this time into the accurate sound effects. Watch them win some sort of an audio, like gaming audio award.
They deserve it.
Yeah.
For all that work.
Here I am taking a dump on them. And they're like, hey, take a dump on this trophy. Like, well, bring it over here. I will.
Wait, no!
This is right inside. This is a service that James provides.
Yeah. You need somebody to poop on an award? Call me up. I will poop on an award.
Is it strictly awards or is it anything?
Anything that holds some sort of sentimental value to somebody, I'll poop on it.
Have you got it cleared with Courage, the insult comic dog?
Oh,
Triumph.
Triumph, yeah. the insult comic dog.
I could be stealing
his
bit.
For me to poop on.
Right.
Yeah. Well, James' face may be red, but your award is now brown.
Yeah. come at me, Dave Segal, or Siegel, however you pronounce his last name.
Robert Siegel.
Oh, it's Robert.
Yeah.
Well, tell your brother Dave I'm coming for him, too.
Yeah. Now that Siegel's a safe.
Poor Dave Segal.
Well, Dave Siegel's the one who came up with the courage, the insult dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
The lesser known.
Yeah, the lesser known insult dog.
Yeah. We thought there'd be a much larger market for insult comic dogs.
Yeah. Nope, just Triumph.
Well, speaking of ads, too, this will lead me right into my next story. So there was a couple that was playing The Last of Us 2 on the PlayStation,
mm-hmm.
and were having a bit of trouble getting through a particular part of the game. So they went to Craigslist and put out an ad asking, can anyone get us through this particular part of the game?
Did it work?
It did.
I got to steal this idea for Mario Golf.
You do. Let's see. Karen Klein, a former legal secretary, and her husband Bruce, a retired military officer, started taking interest in video games in earlier 2021. Bruce has some physical limitations, and that's when the couple recalled visiting Las Vegas and hitting up the video games at the Luxor Hotel. And we're like, you know what? We should get a PlayStation 4. We should see what the good games are. So people, of course, told them, you got to play Last of Us 2, man. It's freaking great. And they were doing it. And they got to a particular part of the game. Let's see. Here's the quote. We had no idea what you're supposed to do. And we were looking for the little circles with the triangle in it. Bruce said, commenting on how they struggled finding Ellie's jacket at the start of the game. So it's right at the beginning of the game.
Oh man. You got to phone a friend with the first question.
Oh, boy.
Ellie stayed in that room for a day and a half. So we don't have a mindset yet to think how to think your way out of the situation. So rather than succumbing to frustration, they drafted up an ad to go on Craigslist and hope somebody might help them.
Somebody should probably tell them about game FAQs. We're probably going to walk them right through the process.
Eventually, the Craigslist post would find its way to a subreddit where it was screenshotted by a Redditor. Said the creative gigs category on Craigslist tends to be a catch-all for unusual requests. A couple's eagerness to learn about it is you have to. I mean, somebody said 81-year-old Bruce and 79-year-old Karen need a little help with The Last of Us 2. Somebody was like, "I got this."
Did they say how much they had to pay this, you know, this Guardian Angel gamer?
I wonder if they charged him at all.
I'm just curious what the rate is. You know, I need somebody to beat the Mario Golf Super Rush cross country level for me.
It doesn't say here. It says the couple's taken a break from playing Last of Us 2, and since then they've been taking up Detroit Become Human.
Oh, wow.
And Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, wow. These senior citizens are playing GTA 5?
They are.
What kind of heist they're running?
I would.
Detroit, maybe, because it's mostly just an interactive movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would love for somebody like this 81-year-old guy to like start up a Call of Duty account. And then pay a 14-year-old
to just slay. Yeah.
And they're just on the headset, just talking trash the whole time.
That would be awesome. Like, I would tune into that Twitch stream. I would probably subscribe to the channel as well.
James, right now, can't wait to be elderly just to do this now.
Yes. I will troll the world.
I think you could get away with doing it now. You just need to find somebody who's super good at a particular game that you could talk a bunch of trash at.
Yeah, but to me, the fact that you're being trash talked by a senior citizen in a game that is dominated by 14 to 18-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Like when I'm a 40-year-old man just dominating, that to me seems more pathetic. But now having it as a senior citizen, your face on the camera that's dominating to me is hilarious. Because right. I think it's even more insulting for those kids to be taken out by grandpa. Yeah. You know?
Well, how is your old man impression, though? Because, I mean, you could just do the Johnny Knoxville thing. Was that Bad Grandpa or whatever?
Yeah, get right. One of those masks.
Yeah.
I think they'd see. I wouldn't be able to afford like one of those Hollywood quality masks. It'd be from the Wish app. So it'd be like. it'd just be like probably the top part of my face and then my chin.
Just put on your.
Smoking you.
Put on your face mask. Yeah. You damn kids.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm playing the meta.
Well, James, you sent me an article that I think is definitely something I wanted to talk about, and it is 6 game console flops that gave gaming a bad name.
Yeah,
here
6
we go.
Of these consoles.
Bad memories for me.
Bad memories for... Let's see how many of these Al invested in.
Yeah.
Let's see how many of these I invested in. The first one is the Amstrad GX 4000.
Never even heard of it.
Came out in the 1990s. It was essentially supposed to be like a Commodore 64 upgrade. You were supposed to be able to like do computer stuff on it, but then also play games.
So you can play games, and you can also write DOS code.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. I don't recall this one at all. Second one that I remember though, the Philips CDI, 1991. It's actually the first thing that took CDs. Well, maybe the Sega CD was the first thing that took CDs.
Philips CDI. I think I remember Philips brand having some sort of a gaming thing.
Yes.
But if you said 1991, I was like,
yeah, it came out in 91. Most famously, Nintendo licensed Super Mario and Legend of Zelda to it for a couple of the worst games ever.
Oh, no.
There's some, if you look up Philips CDI Legend of Zelda over there, Al, there's some very spectacularly bad animation that goes to that particular game. While you're doing that, one of these on here was 1993's Atari Jaguar. I very much remember the Atari Jaguar. My uncle, who invested in a lot of video game stuff, who actually got me into video game piracy at a very young age. I did not realize it at the time, but I had the Atari 800 computer, and for Christmas, he gave me a box full of floppy disks, and each of them had like 4 games on it, like Donkey Kong and Pac-Man and... They're all bootlegs.
That's hilarious.
Every single one of them.
You didn't need an emulator to run them or anything? You could just play them right off the disc?
Yeah. They were written for that machine.
Oh, okay.
The hell am I looking at?
Did you find it?
I feel like just looking at this little screenshot from the Legend of Zelda game, it looks pretty sweet. It looks like they upped the graphics from the Link game.
It was a side-scroller. Game wise, and then there would be these little cartoon parts in between, and they were
just look about right there. Oh well.
No, that don't look like it.
Oh no, it's black. My screen went black.
It did. It just happened to.
These cartoons?
That's it.
You're kidding me.
That's it.
It looks like they were drawn by children.
Yep.
Let's see if I can flip them around, Al, to where you can see the monitor. There's a bunch of them. Just look for the ones that look like it was drawn by a child's foot.
Okay. Well, yeah.
They really rushed to get that production put out. Huh?
They certainly did.
Oh, the actual game itself. All cutscenes. Oh, here we go.
There you go.
My boy, This piece is what all true warriors strive for.
I just wonder what Ganon's up to.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, look at that guy
Your
rolling
Majesty,
in on the magic carpet.
Ganon and his minions have seized the island of Korridai.
How can we help?
It is written, only Link can defeat Ganon. Great, I'll grab my stuff.
Wow, this is
so
sword
bad.
Is enough.
Great. I'll grab my stuff.
So this was the first thing that came up when I searched it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that can't be it. And I kept scrolling down. I was like, I don't know what I'm looking for
here. Oh, it's real. It's real. Wow.
Also, the Mario game was called Hotel Mario. Let me give you guys a little taste of what this sounded like. Because I didn't know about this until a couple of months ago.
You manage a hotel? Like...
No, you're the super for a hotel.
It's Bowser.
Nice of the princess to invite us over for a picnic, eh, Luigi? I hope she made lots of spaghetti.
Luigi, look. It's from Bowser. Dear pesky plumbers, the Koopalings and I have taken over the Mushroom Kingdom.
I hope this isn't what they're showing Chris Pratt.
A permanent guest.
To get him ready. Can you sound like this guy? This is Mario.
Find the princess, and you gotta help us. If you need instructions on how to get through the hotels, check out the enclosed instruction book.
that was some Hotel Mario there.
Oh,
the
so the game
CDI.
Looks like that burger game,
Burger Time.
Yeah. So it looks like a Mario version of Burger Time.
From what I've been told, because I've never actually played it, but from what I've been told, you have to go through this hotel and like open each of the doors looking for the princess.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes there'll be enemies behind the door, and sometimes there'll be power-ups.
Phil Hartman was in a commercial for this Philips CDI.
Oh, my gosh.
And you
R.I.P.
But I have a CD player.
And your mom says...
No, dear. CDI works with your...
He's playing all the characters, like Eddie Murphy.
And maybe even
except for
it like you'd already experienced the ultimate in games, movies, music, and more.
Trust me, babe. I know about...
How did this fail? Like, I am sold on this. If this was around now, I could play games, watch movies, surf the internet. What else? What can it do?
They would have got you.
Oh, my gosh. I would have been so upset.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah. They're bringing everything else back. Why can't they bring that back? I want to give that a whirl.
What else is on this list here,
All
Chuck?
Right. So, 1993, the Atari Jaguar came out. This is around the time that the Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo was a big deal.
Okay.
And the Atari Jaguar had the... processing power of the PlayStation and Sega Saturn would have a year or two from then. The only thing I remember on that clearly, because like I said, my uncle who got me into piracy at a very young age,
good legacy to have.
Yeah, he had one of these
Chuck's pirate uncle.
Yeah, because he does say it like he's like sailing ships and like pillaging villages and stuff.
That's gonna be my defense when they finally catch up with me and take me to court. It was like, it wasn't me.
Yeah,
I got into pirating at a young age.
It had an Alien
Chuck
versus
of the Caribbean.
It had an Alien versus Predator first person shooter game. That
sounds sweet,
friggin' awesome. Because okay. You could play as a human, mm-hmm. an alien, or a predator.
Wow!
And you were in like there were five different levels that you had to go between. If you were a human or if you were an alien, you started at the bottom level where the queen was, and the object was to get to the top level and kill. The predator, the one predator that's running around before you could kill your queen. If you're the predator, your object was to get to the bottom level and kill the queen. If you were a human, you started at the middle level, mm-hmm. and your object was to put a bomb at the bottom where the queen was and then get to the top and get the hell out.
Sounds like the human's job is much more difficult.
Much more difficult, but it was a fantastic bit of game. Hey, here's something we've talked about before.
Oh, no.
The
here it comes.
3DO Interactive Multiplayer from 1993.
Oh, hey, did you have one of those, Al?
Yeah.
I thought I'd heard about that, possibly.
One of the consoles that gave gaming a bad name. Wow. What kind of classic title did you have for that, Al?
I don't remember.
They don't remember a single game?
You don't remember a game the guy at Funko Land sold you?
Alone in the Dark.
Oh, did you like playing Alone in the Dark?
Was that the name of the game, or is that what you did with the console? When you hooked it up and realized you couldn't play a game on it.
That was the joke when that game came out.
Yeah, well, And
it's a different joystick he was manipulating alone in the dark.
Well, and the other part of that was, you know, I couldn't make it past the first stage because it scared me.
I got one look at the one-eyed monster and I got scared.
But you're a big chicken playing out. What is it, Outlast?
Oh, dude, yeah. I fully confess I'm a pussy when it comes to playing scary games. Like this, I jump scared playing Realm Royale the other day.
What?
Somebody came around the corner and I wasn't ready for him. I didn't hear the footsteps. I'm just, I dropped my turret and
did I tell you about the new Vampire the Masquerade game? I think it's Blood Hunt.
Yes, yeah.
It's essentially Realm Royale Vampire.
Yeah, but with vampires?
Yeah. You're just running around trying to pick up weapons as quick as you can and then using your abilities, one of which is that giant jump from Realm Royale.
Yep.
I do want to say real quick, I misheard you at first when you said you dropped your turret. You got scared. You dropped your turret. I was like, you did what?
Yeah, dropped his turret.
It was my turret, not
we
my
just
turd.
Said in the last segment that James provides a service.
Yes. It would be really unfortunate if that was just your initial reaction to being startled.
I can poop on poop. Items of sentimental value, or I can just poop when I get scared. I'm like is there an animal that poops when it gets scared?
Most dogs will pee when they get excited or scared.
Yeah, like a fainting goat. Instead of fainting, I poop. I'm like, oh, got to go change my underwear again.
Two more things that are on this list, one of which is the Sega 32X, which was an add-on for the Sega Genesis that came out, I think, a month before
the
Saturn.
Was this thing you would, like, clip into the side?
It went up on the top of it. Like, it went in the cartridge slot, and then it would play specific games.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Game Genie?
Maybe.
I thought there was something you clipped to the side. Maybe that was the Sega CD.
Well, I was going
to
say, because I know 32X. The Sega CD, there was a side version, and there was one that you put your Sega Genesis on top of. And I think maybe you're thinking of the Sega CD.
Maybe I'm thinking of that, yeah.
Right. Yeah, the 32X was supposed to have more processing power, and it was supposed to make
the 16-bit was 32-bit.
Yeah, exactly. But then they dropped the Sega Saturn like a month later because they knew that the Sony PlayStation would come out and that they were going to get killed. Mm. So they're like, we got to get in the stores as fast as possible.
Get ahead of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully first in, we'll get all the cash.
It was like $100 more expensive, and the PlayStation just had a lot of games that they knew that was like, we can't stand up to that. And the final thing on here is the Virtual Boy. Did you guys ever try out a Virtual Boy?
At the grocery store all the time.
Yeah.
There's the Meijer, a local grocery store here in our area, would have one on display, and I'd always try to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's like a Wario game, and there's like a tennis game.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do anything with it. I'm like, I don't understand what's happening. I would just get a headache. But I was like, I loved it because I was like, this is virtual reality. We're getting into virtual reality. And then you're like, why is everything red?
Yeah.
Everything was red. Like the black of the Game Boy was like green and black. Everything was red. So.
Huh. And I never tried it.
No. Oh, well, they discontinued it because they were, you know, giving people headaches and dealing with the 3D effect that's on there. Yeah, Virtual Boy was definitely a nightmare.
Still better than the 3DO, though.
It's sold more. That's sure.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a Virtual Boy gameplay right here.
Yeah, see, it's all red.
Hall Gaming says he's still got his Virtual Boy. I think his sister still has a Virtual Boy, too.
Really?
I think she still has hers.
And you guys can still play games on it? What games are you? Is that Double Dragon looks like they're playing over there?
It was dumb because you had to put it on a desk. Like, it looks like it's like a VR helmet that you would strap to your face or something like that, but you had to put it on a stand on a desk. There was no, like, strapping it to your face.
It's like a video game peep show booth.
Exactly. All right, well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I've got some news as far as stuff you can watch, characters we can look forward to seeing in The Boys, and how Better Call Saul's final season is going to be a little different than the ones that have come before it. That's next on Nerd Radio.
You got my attention.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You're a talking turtle.
And you're a human nerd. Now get it.
We're back with more Nerd Radio.
Run for your life.
Hey, man, look at me rocking out. I'm on the radio.
Welcome back to Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcast. Once again, as part of the BPod Studios Network, where you can watch us record the podcast live Wednesday afternoons in the Checkpoint XP studio around 11:30, twitch.tv/Checkpoint XP. Chuck Bean wrapping things up with Al Beck and James, and a little bit of bad news for you guys. I love your weekly Nerd Radio. We won't be here next week. Taking a week off because we're very busy. Yeah. And honestly, because even if we did do a show next week, all I'm going to be able to say is Cowboy Bebop, Ghostbusters, Hawkeye. That's all I'm going to be able to focus on.
It's Nerd Overload Week.
Exactly. At least by the time the next week comes around, I will have seen two of those three things. And probably will still only want to talk about those. But let's talk about a couple more stories before we get out of here. So I talked to you guys about the Ghostbusters teaser at the top of the show. Stranger Things put out a teaser for their fourth season, which showed a whole bunch of stuff, but none of which was how they're going to get Hopper back from Russia.
Yeah.
From the end of the third season.
I mentioned how Hopper got over to Russia, too.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest plot thread that everyone, I know Amy is she loves that show.
Yeah, I saw your wife posted that the kids from Stranger Things don't look like kids anymore.
Do not look like kids anymore. They are all grown up. But it shows 11 in high school in California. It is really good. It's good synth music.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that 11 and the Byers family have moved to California when the show starts, and she's in high school and just doing regular kid stuff. And then there's going to be a whole bunch of spooky things that happen in this particular season. You can check it out online, of course, if you're into that kind of into watching trailers. One thing that I had no idea was going on is, you know, the boys will be back for another season.
Mm-hmm.
And in the interim, they actually have a YouTube channel where they do these little 5-minute videos once a month.
The boys?
Yeah. Really? It's the Vote News Network, which is Vote is the company that sponsors all the superheroes.
Okay.
So it's like this TMZ style show that or Fox News style show that they'll do these little 5-minute clips talking about what all the heroes are up to.
Interesting.
On the monthly.
Keeps the lore alive.
Right. But one of the things in the latest one of these videos they dropped is a particular character that's a Wolverine parody from the comic. He's called Groundhog. And they mentioned Groundhog is going into rehab for the fifth time.
Is it Groundhog or Groundhog?
Groundhog.
Like,
Right.
Okay.
The reason this is important is because, you know, Wolverine has got claws on the end of his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Groundhog just has hammers for hands.
Oh, man.
In the comic book.
How does he even drink?
I don't know. But I'm real curious how close to the comic book version of Groundhog the version in the show is going to be. Also, they released on social media a picture of a character that's going to be in there that's kind of a Scarlet Witch version called the Crimson Countess, and she's going to be played by Laurie Holden, who was in The Walking Dead for a couple of seasons as
is that Homer? Rick's wife?
No.
I don't know any of The Walking Dead's real names other than Abraham Lincoln.
I think she was Angela?
Angela.
Oh.
In The Walking Dead? I know that she did die, like, before I stopped watching it, but they posted a picture of her saying...
Oh, okay. I remember her.
...saying, payback's a bitch, which payback is, like, the takeoff of the Avengers in the Boys universe. So she's going to be joining Jensen Ackles as Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy! Superman, that hoe!
Andrea was the character's name.
Andrea, was it, not Angela. Andrea. And Sean Patrick Flannery is going to be part of that team. According to this article I've got up here, as a character called Gunpowder,
he's going to be joining the boys, huh?
Yeah, they're all going to be.
It's amazing they had that connection with the creators of The Walking Dead and also whatever Kirkman.
Yeah,
that's the name I was looking for.
They'll all be part of the new super team that the boys will have to deal with in the next season, which I don't think we're going to get to see until next year. Better Call Saul is coming back for one more season. Of course, we found out that. What's the actor's name?
Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, Bob Odenkirk had a little bit of a heart problem while they were filming it. So the upcoming...
Another theme I love.
It is a good theme. The upcoming sixth season is the final season for Better Call Saul, and it's going to be split into two parts, just like they did with Breaking Bad.
Okay.
So you get the first five episodes or six episodes, so, and then you get the back six or seven episodes a couple of months later instead of just getting it weekly. All the way up to the end of it, which makes me wonder what's the cliffhanger in the middle of the season that they decided we have to give you a couple months to process, because that's what they did in Breaking Bad. there was like a huge cliffhanger in the middle of that last season.
I don't
season.
Remember the cliffhanger at the end because I was always watching it on Netflix, so I was always a year behind on Breaking Bad.
Ah, okay.
Actually, I think by the time I got into Breaking Bad, it was already pretty much done and wrapped up.
Yeah.
So
I think I binged through it just before the last season happened. Okay. Like I fell into it, and I was like, oh my God, this show's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, once I started watching it, I was hooked, so.
It's still probably one of the best complete shows I've ever seen. Like,
I agree. I've always said that personally.
Because, I mean, you hear about all the shows that kind of don't stick the landing, like Lost or something. Yeah. But
I even said, even with the ending, I thought the ending of Breaking Bad was good.
Yeah.
And all of my negative feelings with the finale was that, oh my God, there's no more Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was it. You know, that was my only negative thing. That El Camino was okay.
Yeah.
But it didn't need to happen.
Right.
You know?
Well, even this show, like Better Call Saul, it's a different show.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it takes place with a character you fell in love with in Breaking Bad, but it's not Breaking Bad. It's a kind of a little bit of a different flavor.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll end up seeing Bryan Cranston in that final season.
I hope so. I hope that's kind of what they've been leading to.
Yeah.
So do you think you'll see him as, like, Walter White, the meth cook, or Walter White, just the teacher?
Like, I don't know.
Like, do you think it'll be something where he's actually, like, trying to look into getting legal representation?
Right.
Or if it's more so, like, they have a weird encounter at, like, a car wash.
Yeah.
Or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I feel like...
Saul going to get his car washed.
I do feel like we have to see Bryan Cranston at some point before the show wraps.
Well, I got one more story for you guys before we head on out into our day here as far as Nerd Radio goes. And you may have seen this before, but possibly the most expensive bit of Pokemon merchandise has been minted. It is a Pikachu Baccarat crystal.
A Baccarat crystal.
So it's like a crystal version of a Pikachu.
Okay.
And it goes for $25,000. Celebrate
my God.
25 years of Pokemon. This Pikachu fragment designed by artist Hiroshi Fujiwara. Yeah.
So is it because it's not like a card? Because isn't it a Charizard card that Logan Paul or Jake Paul wore into the fight? Worth like $3 million or something like that?
Is it? Let me look it up.
I thought it was worth millions of dollars or something like that. I could be wrong.
That'd be amazing if there's actually like a Pokemon card that's even worth more than this crystal Pikachu.
Yeah.
How much you get yourself a Mew out of those
I have
those
one
cookies?
Mew cookie, yes.
You gonna one sell Mew it or cookie? You just gonna keep it?
I was gonna list it on eBay, but I think like the need or the desire to own a Mew cookie is not there anymore. I mean, I fell two cookies short of collecting all the Pokemon Oreos.
Yeah.
But I do have a Mew. I never listed it. I never got around to actually putting it up there. And then I feel like by the time I was like, oh, I have some time. Maybe I should list this cookie for sale. I was like, oh, I don't think anybody cares anymore. And then by then also, like, I was like nonstop bombarded by people who were like, I found the Pokemon Oreos. I found the Pokemon Oreos. Hey,
yeah.
Pokemon Oreos are here. Hey, Pokemon Oreos. Hey, did you still need Pokemon Oreos? People sent the show, the Dave and Chuck the Freak show, Pokemon Oreos.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think anybody's going to spend more than a couple bucks on my Mew.
Yeah, if you got it when it first happened, then it was probably a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is. I'm surprised there's not just one Mew in every batch of them.
Oh yeah,
just for fun.
Yeah,
just be like, oh, it's
people.
This is actual.
This is me opening up my Pokemon Oreos.
Actual audio.
This is people coming to James' house to do a little bit of work.
Yeah, eating my stuff.
It's paying people in Pokemon Oreos.
Yeah, I will. I wish.
That's an off-the-air story.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you could find
very inside.
I'm sure if you could find a young person to play Call of Duty for you, they'd play for Pokemon Oreos.
Well, then I'm gonna set that up. I'll be the
okay, dude. Okay, I'm gonna step in here. Do not lure a young person to your house with promises of treats, James.
What?
I am giving you the executive.
What could go wrong with that?
I am vetoing this right now. That is a no-go.
I think this bartering system doesn't violate any child labor laws.
Hey,
I think he's going to be fine. 13-year-old
kid, coming to my house. I'm gonna sit in front of this camera on the internet in my man thong while you play video games. And I'm going to pay you. You want some cookies? I got all the cookies you can eat.
Just bought that cargo van with no windows. The timing is not good.
Hop in the back. You don't know where I live? Hop in the back. I'll give you a ride. There's cookies back there. Help yourself. Totally innocent. We're just going to go play. We're going to go scam some Twitch viewers and making them think I'm the best at Call of Duty. I'm going to get Nade shot. I'm going to get all the big Call of Duty streamers to recruit me for their gaming clan. But I need you to hang out. I got to do it in my man thong. Don't worry. Right. It's strange.
Your house has over the lethal dose of amount of dildos in it to invite a child over.
Ignore those phallic items on the shelf in my streaming room.
Yeah.
If we hadn't already named this episode pizza related fatality, what you just said about the dildos would definitely be in the running.
It's a true statement.
Well, I mean, the other good thing is, well, you know, if someone knew the episode title was something different when they downloaded it, they're like, what could have been better? Pizza related fatality.
Well, I think that's a good point to end on. Now I almost wish I hadn't filled you guys in on the fact that we were going to take next week off, because then you'd be really suspicious when we didn't show up next week. Like, oh, no.
James really tried to recruit a kid with cookies.
Oh, no.
He really tried to get him to come over.
Oh, yeah. That's the sound you're going to be making, little kid.
Oh, no.
Hop in the back of my van.
It's cookies. Eating cookies.
Yeah. Wrap this up, Chuck. This episode's becoming evidence. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Nummy nummies, he says.
Just play the production. NerdRadio101.com. Check it out.
Congratulations to Paul Rudd, people's sexiest man alive for 2021. Looking forward to seeing you in Ghostbusters next week.
He was part of Friends.
He was.
His claim to fame.
He was. It's true. Play the thing. Where does it go?
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you nerds.
This Transformer is cool.
Have a great weekend.
See you later, nerds.
The future's stupid, guys. I'm sorry, but it is.
I have spoken.
Cookies!
Good job, kid.
Can we just add that to the drop board? Yeah. You know, it doesn't even have to have anything to do with what we're talking about, but it'll make me laugh every time I hear cookies.
Oh, God. All right. Well, thanks, everyone on Twitch.
Yeah, we love you guys.
See ya.
Take care.
In a couple weeks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.